Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to a kingdom call tonight because it is truly kingdom time. We are so grateful, thankful, and excited that you are joining us tonight. Let me take this time right now to apologize to our awesome listeners. We had some technical difficulties. And it delayed us from getting on at our regular broadcast time, which is 9:30 Central Standard Time. So please, please accept our apology for things that were beyond our control. And we're so thankful that you are still there. You have dialed in. And we ask you to take this time to call someone and email them, text them, and tell them to plug in to a kingdom call because we are now on the air and we are excited. And I welcome you and I thank you for joining in. I do want to take this time to invite Sister Monica in and to allow her to share with you some of what we're doing. God is opening up some doors, and he's doing a great work with us in this year 2015, and we are excited about it, and we are moving forward. So we want to share some of what we're doing with you, that you will connect with us, join us, meet with us, be a part, more importantly, pray with us. Sister Monica, are you there?
I am here. Good evening, everyone. Our announcements would be every Monday we have the Kingdom Call, the Intercessory Prayer Network prayer line at 9:30. The number is 218-936-6142, 218-936-6142. And the passcode is 772-937-772-937. We also ask that you pray for Elder Jordan, as every third Sunday she goes to the Luceria jail and ministers to the women at 6 p.m. February 20th through 22nd, she will be ministering the Enrichment Weekend at Cedar Creek Lake. On February 27th, we're excited about our Friday night, Laughter, Love to Life, from 6:30 to 9. It will be at 3213 I-30, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. Our next event will be March 27th through 28th, and it's our Exhaling Slumber Party. Also in March, we'll have Focus on the Family. April 11th, we'll have our Resurrection Service at Edgewood Manor in South Dallas. And April 25th, Elder Jordan will be speaking at the Women's Conference at God's Holy Temple. We will also host in May the National Day of Prayer. You may join us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Linda Jordan. If you would like to send a prayer request, please do so at lwjministries@gmail.com. lwjministries@gmail.com. And if you would like to be a blessing to the ministry, you may log on to lindajordanministries.com. And you may also send your donations to P.O. Box 852-501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185. P.O. Box 852-501, Mesquite, Texas, 75185. You may email excellingministry@sbcglobal.net, excelling, EXHALING, ministry@sbcglobal.net, to inquire about any of the announcements that we have just read to you or to find out more information. Thank you so much for listening.
Amen. Well, God bless you for sharing what God is doing with us, Sister Monica. And I ask all of our listeners, this is a kingdom assignment that God has called us to do. And so we invite you to just meet up with us. You can clearly hear that God have us on the move. And we invite you to be a part of what we're doing. Keep us in prayer. We are excited about this call. So thank you, Sister Monica. God bless you. Amen. You're welcome. So, praise the Lord. We want to go ahead and get into what we're going to be dealing with this month. We were last month with lining up with what God is saying to us for 2015, letting go of what's in the past and what we didn't accomplish, and looking towards what God has offered us and things that we can reach for. And so we really tried to set the atmosphere of our lives for 2015 to go into what God has for us in a great way by realigning our words to match the word of the Most High God. And so that was a powerful time. If you missed any of those broadcasts, you are able to go back to blogtalkradio.com, Grace Place, and click on a Kingdom Call and listen to what we previously shared starting in the new year. And as we move forward, let me just say Happy New Month. Hallelujah. We are now in February, and time keeps on moving. And this month, it's already the stores have decorated with red, a symbol of love. Amen. I call it a symbol of the blood of Jesus slapped over all of the walls in the stores. But the world looks at it as Valentine's Day, Sweetheart Day. But while what we talk about during this time is so important, we want to take the spiritual aspect of love and kind of talk about it during this month that the world focused on sweetheart and love. We know that the greatest gift was given and shown through our Father when he gave his only Son because he so loved the world. Amen. And we want to talk about the love factor. Uh-huh. Somebody said, what does love have to do with it? Amen. But I would like to just reiterate how we should love. Amen. Focus on ways that we should love. The scripture all through the Bible gives us examples and God's word on how we should walk in the love of God. And before we end the call tonight, I do want to open up the lines and allow some of the callers to share something about the love of God or how we as humans, as believers and even unbelievers, can make a difference in such a mean world by sharing the love of Christ. Amen. Now, when we talk about love, according to the Bible and the Word of God, there's three different types of love. We have Eros love, E-R-O-S, and that is a Greek term, and that Greek term is like a Greek small G, God of love. It also refers to erotic love. It's more of a selfish love. And this type of love is kind of associated with physical traits and romantic type of a love, more fleshly. Then we have the agape love, amen, and that's the love that represents the divine love that Jesus showed, that he wants us to show, amen. Agape love that is not determined by our feelings and not given from condition, what you do for me or what I do for you, whether you love me today or not on tomorrow. The agape love is you don't have, you know, whether you do or not, I'm going to love you. Amen. It's the way Jesus expressed it to his Father in heaven, as well as him expressing it to us. Amen. And so that agape love enables us to show love without any feeling at all. Again, it's unconditional. I have to love you. I have no choice but to love you. You know, love sees no wrong. Love covers a multitude of sin. And then we have the phileos love, P-H-I-L-O-S. And this is the kind of love that does come in a companion or developing a friendship or a relationship. This love is for a pal or friend or somebody that's really close to you, someone that is dear, expression between two people, amen. The phileos love is really a wonderful love that is not talked about a lot, but these are three of the types that the Bible speaks of. And if we can kind of see where we fit in that and try to line ourselves up with what you know as a Christian, as a believer, the type of love that we need to walk in every day. Amen. Now, we have several scriptures in the Bible that reminds us of the love of Christ. Now we have in the in Colossians tonight, chapter 3. Let's see. Let's start at the 10th verse, and this is a different easy read translation, and it says, instead of you have to put on new nature, which God has made, and God is continuing to make you more and more like him, so then you know him more and more completely. When people have this new nature, they are not different from each other. Jews are not different from the people who are not Jews. It does not matter whether someone has been circumcised or not. It doesn't matter which country you come from. It does not matter whether you are a slave or a free person. But Christ is what matters. He is everything, and he's in everything. God has chosen you to be his own special people. He loves you very much, so you choose to do the right thing. So God's people choose to do what is right. You should be good and kind to other people. You should want to help them. You should not think that you are better or more important than other people, but you should be patient with them. Do not get angry with each other, but love one another. Be patient with one another. You may not be happy about something that someone else does, but you should forgive that person. Forgive them as the Lord forgave you. And you should love each other. That is the most important thing that we should do. Love, and I like this, is like clothes that goes all over clothes. It's like your coat on top of your clothes. Love holds everything and everybody together. Love makes everything complete as it should be. Now, that is a form of agape love. Amen. And as we continue our time tonight, because of the problems that we had in getting on is not going to allow us to go into all of what we want to talk about, but just to give you an idea of how we want to shape this new month in February, we will be discovering, we will be sharing, we will be talking about God's love factor and how love unites us together. Amen. And what of the scriptures that you want to bring in that we can elaborate and share more of what love is? How many know that what the world needs now is love and more love? Amen. Everything is going on. Everybody is in a hurry. Everybody has an attitude. Everybody is bitter. And if we, as believers, knowing that we have the love of Christ on the inside of us, as we go to and fro, in and out, to our different places, would really release. I'm big on releasing. I'm big on releasing because we can change the atmosphere. We can change the surroundings of where we are. And I believe that we can even, because of the love on the inside of us, and we so overwhelmingly love on those that we see, it softens that hardened heart. It softens that negative attitude. It softens anybody that is, you know, trying to be bitter, trying to be stiff, trying to be cold and hard. I think that when we spend time with the Lord, as we arise and before we start our day and ask Him, Lord, use me to make a difference in someone else's life today. People are looking for love. They're just looking for it in all of the wrong places. And so while we connect from this broadcast, I would like to challenge us to deliberately, on purpose, as we go through the month, and sometimes when we start a thing and stick with it, it becomes a part of us. And we would say that, you know what, God, in this new year, in this second month, I'm not going to allow my flesh to respond negatively to someone that is not having such a good day. I'm going to deliberately release the love. I'm going to deliberately share love. I'm going to deliberately release words that build them up, even though they may be lashing out at me. But I have the love of God. I'm the bigger one. I'm the better one because of the love that's on the inside of me. It causes me to respond the right way. Amen. And one of the other scriptures that just comes to mind while we're talking about love and the God kind of love, and, you know, when we talk about God, the scripture would say that there's no greater love than any man that will lay down his life. So when we look at Jesus and we talk about the love that God has for us, who would lay down their life? You know, who would lay down their life for someone else but the Almighty God who loves us so much? I do want to remind you that we want to open up the lines for prayer. We have a few prayer requests, and someone that is listening may have a struggle with forgiving, may have some struggles with loving their enemy and loving their neighbor and even loving a family member that may have done them wrong. You know, we want to join our faith and cover you in prayer. And so we want to take time for the intercessors to pray ye one for another. So at this time, I would like for you, if you want to share anything on love tonight, love of God, the love that we should have, or prayer request, I would ask that you would go ahead and let me know, and we'll bring you in and allow you to share so we can come in agreement with your request. Now, does anyone have anything that to share about the love of God? Sister Monica, are you still with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. God bless you. You're on the air. Do you have anything that you want to share with our listening audience about the love of God?
I just want to say the love of God is so awesome. To just think about all that He does for us, how He cares for us each and every day, how He orchestrates things on our behalf. That's an awesome God.
Amen.
You know, to think about how we love one another and the things that we do for our children and our spouse or our family, and think, and God does so much more for us.
Amen.
That's an awesome thing. It's a humbling thing to know that somebody loves you that much.
Amen. Amen. And when we talk about love, and that word is used so loosely. I think about the children, the teenagers, well, they're not quite teenagers, the preteens that I interact with and spend a lot of time with, and I listen to them, how they talk about this word love without really understanding the depths of it. And when I listen to our young adults and teenagers and how freely they use that word love, but they're so quick to stab you in the back. They're so quick to cut you down. They're so quick to speak negatively about you, that tells me right there you don't really understand the words that the guy said that's coming out of your mouth. Because if we understood it, we would be a little careful, more careful with using that such a strong word, love. Because when you say that you love me, I'm not looking, you know, I'm confused when I hear that you're speaking ill will about me. I'm confused when, you know, I hear that, you know, you are, you know, putting me down with another group of people that you're hanging out. I'm confused when we're together. You're telling me that you love me and you appreciate me and you have me, but then I'm hearing from somewhere else, you know, that you're putting me down. And so, you know, we need to be accountable for our words. And we need to know what it means when we're saying what we are saying. So I thank God as I begin to kind of ponder over this month. And because, you know, the body of Christ, we really need to understand the power of love. We need to understand the word love and how we as believers and saints should be the best example for walking in love. And that's a place that I think we have room to grow much in. And so I, you know, want us to be praying, you know, because we kind of are a little carnal when it comes to really walking in the God kind of love with one another and with the world. Some of us on our job, people would not even know that we were believers because of the way we act on our job. Love is not something that we pick up and put down. Love is a character that we walk in 24/7. You may not always have a good day, quote unquote, you know, but you should not get that far off base that people would have to wonder, are you who you say you really are? You know, that should not be. So we want to just make a difference, and we hope that what God brings to us this month will release an impartation that will cause us to really walk in the God kind of love in every area of our life, in every place that we go, in everything that we do. The world is so chaotic. Everybody is so busy. You know, this is the perfect opportunity for us to be able to release love. Just slow it down. It's okay. It's okay. You know, people will receive that, and it may help them to be a little bit better. Now, did anyone else need to release anything thing pertaining to the love of Christ, a love attitude, a love trajectory. Paula, you are on the line. This is phone number 9104. God bless you. Anyone else?
Paula,
you're
Elder
on the
Jordan?
Line. Yes, God bless you.
God bless you. This is Evangelist Tatum.
Well, God bless you. You are on the air.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And
Amen.
I've just been sitting
Thank
here
you.
Listening.
Amen.
I've been sitting here listening, and everybody seems to be on the same page today concerning love. That's what my pastor, he was praying this morning. And he came
Amen.
Out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
And that's what we're going next week. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4.
13.
Charity suffereth long.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll stop right there. Charity
Amen.
Suffereth long, which means love
mm-hmm.
suffereth
love.
Long. Oh, my God.
Amen.
And just
Amen.
To love someone, you have to love all of them. You can't love just a piece of them. You can't just love a part of them that you want them to be. You just have to love them, because the one thing with Christ is he doesn't love us because we look good. He doesn't love us because we're pretty. He doesn't love us because we act a certain way, or, you know, because we do this, that, or the other.
Yes.
He gave the ultimate sacrifice, which was dying on the cross. Yes,
yes.
His love does not come with any conditions. That is the ultimate sacrifice of him giving
yes.
of God giving his son to die for us.
Amen.
What manner of love is this that a man would lay down his life for a friend?
Lay down
I just
his
honor
life.
God. Oh, my God. I just
Amen.
Honor God for that statement alone, because I look at my life and where I came from and how I fought for love. Why come this person don't love me? Why come that person don't
Amen.
Love me? And I just
That's
honor God
girl.
Because I was able to fall in love with him. And once I fell in love with him, I didn't have to worry about, oh, well, she don't love me because my hair ain't long enough. Oh, well, he don't love me because my booty ain't big enough. Or they don't love me because I don't talk like they talk. But I just honor God because I don't have to be a certain way in order for him to love me.
Amen.
And when it said love suffered long, you just can't really worry about who loves you. Once you fall in love with Christ and you have his love, that's all
yes.
you need.
That's all
you need to sustain you. It will sustain
yes.
you to where you don't have to worry about Chucky. You don't have to worry about Susie, Billy, Jane. You don't
Amen.
Have to worry about those things. So I just honor God for love on tonight. I honor God for just
Amen.
Loving me on tonight unconditionally.
Amen.
Even when I didn't love myself, I honor him for allowing me to look in the mirror and see what he sees when he sees me, how he loves me. How he loves
yes.
me.
Yes.
And I feel a little selfish right now, but just knowing where I come from and trying to find love and trying to be defined by love. His
Amen.
Love doesn't cost me anything but a hallelujah and a
it's
thank you,
free.
Jesus.
All right.
I just honor
Amen.
God on tonight. Ooh. I just honor
Amen.
God. I just bless the Lord on tonight just for him allowing me to walk in true forgiveness and to walk in his love. It is just a blessing and an honor that he would love me enough just to allow me to walk in those areas of my life.
Amen. Yeah. And you said something key, sweetie, when you said to forgive, mm-hmm. you know, that is such a important factor to be able to receive love, when you can forgive those who you had issues with or had issues with you or wrong you, or like you said, you know, I wasn't good enough. You know, so because I wasn't good enough, then I had a wall. I got an issue with you. you know. But when you allow the love of Christ to overtake all of that, you know, then it doesn't matter. It just really doesn't matter, because God loves me, and it's enough. So that is an awesome, and you was just stealing all of my thunder for next week, because that's where I was going with. But the thing is, it's so much in that that we still will be able to dissect it and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us, even with that. Amen. Mm-hmm. And the other scripture that comes to me when we talk about the love of Christ, it talks in Romans, but God showed his love toward us, see,
mm-hmm.
while we were sinners, while I was clubbing, while I was not thinking about him, while I was drugging, while I was slipping around, you know, while I was doing all that I was doing, I was still on his mind. And he loved me enough to still die for me. While I, because he knew, because he already knew. She not where she needs to be. But see, I already knew, because I predestined this thing. And so she's coming. But so I got to cover her right now while she's walking and seeing. You know, that love covers a multitude of sin. And, you know, it, when we go to talking about the love of God, you know, it's just endless, because all of it, God, everything is because of his love for us. Oh, my God.
Yes.
You know, everything is because of his love. It's everything.
Yes.
You know, we're here. God sent him because he loved us. Jesus died because he loved us. You know, we're still here because he loved us. He gives us another chance because he loved us. He could have wiped us out a long time ago. You know, the drugs could have took us out. An auto accident could have taken us out. A stray bullet could have taken us out. So many things that we've come through that could have, but because he's so loved, I'm going to give her another chance. I've got, I know her completed end, so I can't let her go now. Amen. And it's all because of love. And see, we get so wrapped up in the phileo love, or the love for mankind, which is okay. But then there's a time, you know, when you're not going to be able to meet my need, even my boo. Hallelujah.
All right. Come on.
You know, you can't meet a certain part of that need that I have. Only God. Because I'm in tune to my spiritual father, my lover. That's the real lover. We don't love until we fall in love with Jesus, until we fall in love with God, you know? So it's just, like I said, this whole love thing is endless. And even during this time, I pray that even as some of the younger generation dial in or log on or even go back and revisit, that we will say something that will kind of give them an awakening to know how precious they are and not be so free in falling when someone says, I love you. You don't know how to love me. You don't know how to love me. Excuse me? You love me. You know, we want the younger generation to know what this thing called love really is. And until you know Jesus, until you fall in love with God, you really don't know. Because we with our carnal, with our natural part of us, we long for that companion with people, you know, with the person. But we need to have that longing for the love of Christ. So when I'm all alone, I'm still not alone because I'm with my lover. I'm not alone. I need to have that time with the Lord. And, you know, and so our prayer is that the younger generation will turn to the Lord and seek out for what the real, the true agape love is, and be able to find satisfaction, be able to find peace, be able to find a settling in their spirit. Because they are in love with God. And if he comes, amen, and guess what? If he doesn't call, I'm all right because I'm wrapped up, I'm tangled up, and I'm tied up. And the God that doesn't change is not wishy-washy. He does not love me today and then try to get back with me tomorrow. His love never changes. It's always the same. See, this generation hasn't experienced that because they think of God like they look upon mankind. And because man is so messed up and our relationships tend to be like that, then the younger people don't really know how to receive God because they think he will do you like man. And there was a songwriter that wrote years ago, I'm so glad that man didn't make me. I'm so glad that God made me. Because man wouldn't let the sun shine on me if he were mad. Man wouldn't allow the rain to fall if he was mad. You know, so I'm glad that man didn't make me because we don't know how to be there and love you unconditional. So praise God. To God be the glory. Amen.
Yes.
Did any of our other listeners, we just so appreciate you guys for dialing in and helping share. Because it's kingdom. This is what the kingdom is, coming together and releasing the power of Almighty God through his words. Amen. Any of our other listeners, we do have some on, if you would like to share, we give you this opportunity. Listener, I just added you in on 6056. Would you like to share before we end the broadcast? I guess that would mean no, and that is okay. Hallelujah. And this caller, God bless you, on 9104. Amen. Not a problem. Well, to God be the glory. I'm not going to ask any of the other callers, but we are excited for this time. We are here every Wednesday night at 9:30, and we invite you to dial in and share what God is doing with what we're doing. Amen. So what we have a prayer request that I would like for us to begin to intercede before we leave the airways. With let me bring this up. We are praying, Ms. Buckner, and is asking for special prayer tonight for healing in her body. And we also have our generation. We want to just continue to lift up our generation that's moving forward and making decisions and stepping into positions that they will learn how to seek the wisdom of God and make the right decisions. We also, as we end the line, we want to pray for our politicians. We want to pray for our pastors and those that are in leadership in the body of Christ that's preaching and teaching and moving the gospel forward. And remember Jerusalem, amen, and all that is going on in our world and around the world. We also want to remind you to continue to pray for human trafficking and for those that are struggling with different types of addictions and illness and mental illness, and greater is he that is within us than the enemy who tries to come against the body of Christ. And we lastly want to stand in the gap for those lost souls. God said all souls belong to him. So as we move forward in these last few moments, shall we just go to God in prayer? And I do have you on, if you would just begin to pray in the spirit, and we will touch God with these requests. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight, and we give you praise. And we, oh God, we just lift up your name because you're worthy to be praised. Yeah. And we thank you, Father, that you so love the world, that you gave your one and only Son, that we would have life and have it more abundantly and have it to the fullness, Father. And so tonight, God, we thank you for the power of prayer, and we thank you for the power of agreement, and we thank you that there is strength in numbers, and it is power in prayer. And we've lifted up the prayer request to you tonight, Father. Mm-hmm. And we ask, Lord God, that you would intervene in our country, intervene, my Father, in our governmental system, intervene, Lord God, in Jerusalem and all over the country where wars and rumors of wars and lives being taken, my Father. And we pray tonight, dear Father, for those that are sick in their bodies, that's needing a touch from you, Father. Oh, God, nothing is impossible for you, and nothing is too hard for you. And, Father, we ask that you would touch tonight. We ask that you would heal tonight. We ask that you would minister to those whose head is hung down and whose body is wretched in pain. Father, we ask, dear God, for, oh, God, a special blessing on this generation, Lord God. Those, oh, God, that have been marked as Generation X, oh God, we bind that demon, and we say that they will live, and they will declare the works of the Lord, and that they are the head, and they are above, and they are blessed, and we say that there we live, and we bind suicide and premature death, and we come against the spirit of schizophrenia and bipolar and premarital sex and sexual disease and anything that the enemy would try to bring to this generation to take them off of their course. We say the blood of Jesus is against them. We cover them, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we stand in the gap and we will not come off the wall. We pray tonight, God, for our pastors and apostles and bishops and missionaries and evangelists and those all around the world that mount your pulpit, oh God, to minister, to teach, Lord God. We cover them and we say that they will continue to seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, Lord God, and deliver your word with power. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray for those, oh God, that is still in sin, far from the peaceful joy. Father, we call those souls in. We call them in. God, we ask that you would put people that love them, Lord God, that, oh God, stand on your word and will speak your word into their lives, oh God, that they will be drawn into the family of Jesus Christ. Now, God, we pray for the listeners tonight. Father, we pray, oh God, for those that will have an opportunity to even hear this at another time, Lord God. Oh God, we ask whatever the need is on the through the broadcast tonight, Lord God, for our listeners, that you would meet that need. And we thank you for miracles with signs and wonders, Lord God. And we decree and declare that we will walk in the God kind of love, oh God, that we can show a dying world. Greater is he that is within us than the enemy who tries to get us off our course. Father, we thank you tonight. We ask you to bless our families. We ask you to bring forth increase, Lord God, increase in our relationship with you, increase, Lord God, in our wisdom to know you more, Lord God, increase in our finances and good health, God. We thank you that you are a God of more than enough, and it's your good pleasure, oh God, to give us that we desire, Lord God, as it lines up with you. So, God, we thank you tonight, and we give you praise. We give you glory for the great things that you are doing. And we ask this in the name that is above every name, God, in the mighty name of Yeshua. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Amen, amen, amen. God bless each of you. And we look to hear you on next Wednesday and to go further in this thing called love. Hallelujah. The love factor. God bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and yours and give you peace. This is our prayer. I'm Elder Jordan. This is a kingdom call, and we love you. Good night.
All right.